Hey guys, it's Trayvon, back with the Adventure Book Club. Today we'll be discussing Treasure Island by Louise Stevenson. The hero of the journey is Jim Hawkins, and this book is amazing. It's about fighting bad guys in the 1800s and finding that treasure. We will be discussing the 12 stages of this hero's journey with special guest Ben Lifer.
Hey, what's up guys?
So Ben, what do you think the ordinary world in the book Treasure Island is for Jim Hawkins?
Well, Trey, I'd have to say it's at his home at the Admiral Benbow with his mom and his dad before his dad died and before Captain Flint showed up and started terrorizing his family and things went downhill.
So, what's your first impression on Jim Hawkins?
I think he's a very dynamic character. And he seems like an innocent, nice kid.
That's interesting. I thought the very same thing. Do you think that Jim's world is a good place or a bad place?
You know, I would have to say that it's a nice place, at least before the captain shows up, because then it starts bringing in some bad people. But there seems like there's nice people in the town he lives in England.
That's what I said. I said it was a good place because he enjoys his life there, and there's more good than bad in his world. Of course, until Captain Flint shows up. So, Ben, what do you think is Jim Hawkins' call to adventure in Treasure Island?
Well, Trey, I think it's when Captain Flint dies and Jim finds the satchel in Captain Flint's chest and leaves the Benbow with it to discover what he really has, which is the treasure map.
So, that's what makes them leave, correct?
Yes, they want to go find the treasure on Treasure Island.
So, is that their goal, to find the treasure?
Yes, their goal is to capture the treasure, split it evenly among themselves, and return back home to England.
So, Ben, what do you think a couple things that made Jim Hawkins in the book Treasure Island refuse the call to adventure?
Well, Trey, I think, one, he was nervous of being replaced by the new boy who was to help his mother while he was out at sea, keeping things up at the Admiral Benbow. A second thing is I think he was afraid that his mother might get into some trouble and some of the people who wanted to find Captain Flint's treasure map might come back and try to hurt his mother to find the treasure map. And finally, I think that he fears his mother might be lonely without him because her husband or Jim's dad had already died and he was leaving her with no one but the mysterious boy who was to replace him. So Trey, I have a question for you. Who do you think Jim Hawkins' mentor is in the book?
I think Dr. Livesey and Squire Trelawney are Jim's mentors because the two men serve as Jim's transportation to the island, and without them, Jim probably would never have gone on this expedition. So, Ben, what do you think the crossing the threshold step is in Treasure Island for Jim?
Well, Trey, I think it's when Jim leaves onto Hispalina and he cannot turn back and has to go to Treasure Island now with the rest of the ship or die.
What are the obstacles?
I think one of the obstacles is him worrying about his mother. Another is going on an adventure with several mysterious men on a mysterious ship after he has never sailed before. Now, Trey, who do you think Jim's allies are in the book?
I think that Dr. Livesey and Squire Trelawney and Ben Gunn are all Jim's allies because they all want Jim to succeed in what he's doing.
Very interesting. I thought a similar thing. But who do you think his big enemies are in the story?
I think Captain Silver and Israel Hands are his biggest enemies because they try and kill him multiple times.
I would have to agree with that. What do you think one of the big tests Jim faces is?
I think that the biggest test Jim faces is when he goes onto the island to see what Silver is up to, and he almost dies because of it.
That's very interesting, Trey, Vaughn. Well, Trey, what do you think the approach to the inmost cave in the book is for Jim?
I think the inmost cave for Jim is when he goes onto the island to find the treasure with Silver and all the other dangerous pirates that have turned on him.
Actually, Trey, I'd have to disagree with you. I think it's when he leaves the island on the small boat and goes back to the Hispalina before fighting Israel hands.
Wow, okay.
Trey, what do you think the ordeal is for Jim?
I think the ordeal is when he fights Israel hands on the boat and ends up killing him.
That is very interesting because I thought the exact same thing. It is a very big stage for Jim in the book. So, Trey, what do you think the reward for the hero's journey Jim goes through is?
I think that Jim's reward is when he captures the treasure from Ben Gunn's cave and then starts to return it to his home in England.
I would have to agree. But Trey, let me ask you a personal question. What is your reward for your personal hero's journey in your life?
My hero's sword is like getting through middle school, high school, in college until I'm an adult, and that is where I get my reward.
That's very interesting, Trey.
So, Ben, what do you think has changed in the story with Jim from the time he boards the Hispaniola to the time he is leaving and getting back on the Hispaniola to go home?
Well, Trey, I think Jim's personality and behavior have changed. Jim, before the adventure, is a person who seems overall pretty happy and seems like he can get excited over something. And he thinks the sea life will be a great life and full of adventure. But after, Jim is not that happy and he regrets going on the boat and thinks that the sea life is terrible and swears it off forever. He is also very sad and gloomy and doesn't want to do much of anything after.
Yes, that's interesting. I would also add something by saying, before the journey, he was very scared of everything and quite immature, but afterwards, he seemed like he had matured a lot and that he was not scared as much because, in the end, he even confronted Silver himself and said that he was not scared of him. So, Ben, what do you think the resurrection for Jim Hawkins was in the story Treasure Island?
I think it was when Jim decided to continue on his adventure even after he committed a heinous act and killed Israel Hands. I think it was very brave of him to go and get the treasure from Ben's cave.
Do you think that symbolizes anything in Jim's life?
No.
So, Ben, for the final stage, what do you think the return with Elixir is for our hero Jim?
I think it's when Jim returns home and has nightmares about his time on the ship, but gets to keep the treasure that he gets from Treasure Island and bring it back home to his mother.
That's very interesting, because that's almost exactly what I said, other than the fact that I didn't focus on as much on the nightmares and more on the treasure that he had brought home.
Very interesting, Trey.
So guys, that's Treasure Island for you with our guest speaker, Ben Lifer.
I love that book, and I think you will too. You should definitely read it. It's a good read.
Yeah.
See you later, skaters.
No.